You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Week 14 in the books. What's up, everybody? Joined by Smitty. Unfortunately, Q couldn't come in off the bench tonight and join, which is an absolute shame. I'll get to that tease in a minute, but I am joined by Smitty Bucks beside me. Smitty, what's up?
What's going on, man? Just another great Monday night, ready to talk college baseball.
Exciting. We have any other sports on tonight? I've been so obsessed with college baseball. I don't even know. We have basketball, hockey.
You got game 7, the Canucks Oilers tonight. I'm not sure the score there. Got Clark with her WNBA again. She got hurt tonight, turned her ankle. I lost a heartbreaker. First half under, I lost by a half a point. Major League Baseball, I need the Brewers to come through. Went 5-0 yesterday. If I get the Brewers, Yankees are looking good. I could go 3-1. So that'd be a nice two-day little spot for me. So hopefully the Brewers get in, the Yankees hold on.
So I teased it for a second, but I've got to get it out of the way. If you guys have followed, thanks to Ron Burgundy, who gave us the idea to do an SEC Pick'em Challenge. Q, he didn't lead 1 week. And lo and behold, he takes the crown. The end of the season, the comeback for the ages. The guy was down. I was like far and away ahead over the last 2 weeks. And I said it on our show. I said, I'm going to get cute and mess around and lose this. And I did. 107, 106. You had a great week, too. Q got every single series winner correct. He only missed on one for the exacta of how the teams would win. Florida Gators, though. Oh, wait. You know what? I may have spoken too soon. We were all on Georgia. I think that's the one that I didn't total up because Florida won that series.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Drama here.
Uh-oh. I just like Georgia it up election style right there. Because I counted 3-3-1. Well, to be determined, I'm going back.
Yeah, we'll come back. Hey, whatever,
On the air. But regardless, Q did have a phenomenal weekend.
And that was fun. Hey, listen, I said off air, that was fun because you got out quick. I came back, had it for a couple weeks. Now we might have had the drama that Q won, but now hold the counts. Now,
yep.
Let's just say a lot of votes came in at 3 a.m. and maybe Matt Grissom got the win again. So.
Exactly. That's exactly why I was rushing through here and I was like, man, I need to get it right. I don't need to put it out. And then I just skimmed through and I was like, yeah, I think it's all good. But as you know, if you watched the show late last week, I was in Las Vegas. Shout out once again to Stadium Swim. The people there and Noah. Oh, no, Grissom just announced the wrong goal. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
That's a great one, Noah. Absolutely.
I need to recount that and not try to do it live on air. That was embarrassing. But Stadium Swim, Circa, the guys are there. It was just a phenomenal experience. If you guys are ever in Las Vegas, you have got to make it a point to go check out the guys at Circa. Stadium Swim, like Wilbo and Jeff Benson, they are top notch. You'll see Derek Stevens, the owner there, hanging out at Mega Bar or up at Legacy Club. I cannot say enough about the place. It's a beautiful hotel. The casino's great. The sports book is the best in the world. And I just cannot say it enough. And that is not a paid advertisement. We're working on it, but it's not a paid advertisement. The people are just awesome. Aaron Oster that does marketing, he stepped out and got us that cabana reserved, no fee, just absolutely awesome to get us. My ability to shoot there was really cool. So, Smitty, you got to make plans. We all got to go out there sooner than later.
Yeah, well, we've been out there a couple years ago for March Madness, myself and Q. And, we had a great time. We went down to Circa and, Tim Murray, that's been on my podcast, Notebook Wagering, met us out there and was fantastic. Such a nice guy. And everybody out there was really nice. So Matt Humans met him and he took some pictures with us. He was a really great guy too. So yeah, Circa is a fantastic place.
And then thank you to VSIN for getting me on there. I think I was, ended up being on live three different shows. Should be more to come, man. Just
slam dunk, man. You were fantastic.
Than anybody. But so I didn't have time to do the top 25 graphic. Not a whole lot of shakeups. I think Oregon State, North Carolina all stayed the same. Oklahoma did jump into the top 8, which meant Georgia fell back to number 11. Arkansas dropped back to number 5. You've got Tennessee, Kentucky, Clemson, Texas A&M, Arkansas. Pretty much, and Oregon State, really, they've been the top 6 teams, I think, all season long, just kind of interchange with each other. But as far as right now, what you saw after week 14, I went ahead and threw up the lineup card. Did anything big stick out to you outside of Florida taking that series to Georgia that I don't think anybody saw coming?
NC State did, I think, well again off the top of my head. You know, it was, I watched a little bit of the Texas A&M Arkansas game the other night. Friday night I watched it. That was delayed, wasn't it? Friday night.
Yeah, that was
the days start going together on the weekends a little bit. I had a crazy weekend. I had a busy weekend. But that was a good series. Kentucky, I think you called it out. Didn't they say they won the SEC and then they really didn't win the SEC? They jumped ahead a little bit there.
Yeah, kind of like me with the SEC pick 'em.
Well, hey, we all make mistakes. That's what happens here. You might just have to say Q1. You could save face and Grissom and just say, oh, Q1. I knew what I was talking about.
Kentucky, and let me backtrack on that too, because I did call them out. They were co-champs. Want to call it, they're not the one seed in the tournament. Mm-hmm. They're not the two seed in the tournament that went to the West, which was won by Arkansas. So, I mean, in my opinion, you're not the one. You lost head to head to the one. Call yourself the co-champ. I think we all know Tennessee won the SEC outright.
And I think the only other
taking
one
thing away from Kentucky, but they had a hell of a season.
Great
job.
I think Oregon State, could have won the Pac-12. I think they took the first two and then they lost that last one. I mean, they were right there. That was a really good series. But, I'm excited into this. You know, I think this is hard coming up because you got some teams that are locked in probably okay. You need some teams that have to make a run here. So I think over the next couple of days, it's going to be some good baseball. And there's some teams, that are playing really well in their last 10 going into this. And I mean, especially in the Pac-12, really going through my notes, you got some teams playing great baseball right now going in that Pac-12 tournament here.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because if you haven't gone over and checked out collegebaseballinsiders.com, we have an insider's power ranking and it's correlated to their last 10. Obviously the strength schedule, RPI, run differential, win percentage over the season, but that last 10 is weighted. So it gives you the teams as we try to track, the TCUs of last year or Ole Miss the year before. It also takes into account their weighted runs created plus for the hitting categories and then Sierra for Team Sierra for pitching. So that gives you a better marker, in my opinion, than just solely looking at the RPI or D1's rankings or anything like that. Just to kind of find those teams that are outliers of, hey, why are they not, in the top 10, but they're on your site, they're number 6. Like I look at Oklahoma State for a team that is, I feel like, going to make a deep run into the postseason. They're playing really well right now. I actually think if you sort them by the last 10, their team pitching is better than any other team in the country. And I think they're top 10 in hitting as well. So very well balanced. Really caught their stride at the right time. They're 8-2 over their last 10. Use that insider's power rating. I feel like it's a great tool. It's going to help you as we approach conference tournaments, which we'll slide right into right now. And I apologize, the graphics are pretty spotty just because the brackets that the teams put out, they're the wrong sizes for our layout that we use. So try to follow along if you want to with another screen. If you're watching on a mobile device, I apologize. Maybe you can slide us up and check out the ACC bracket. But we've got the odds here. Clemson, North Carolina, your two short shots to win the ACC tournament. Now, I will say North Carolina won the conference outright in the regular season, but that does not always translate to who wins the conference tournament. The theory behind the conference tournament is you don't really want to win it, because if you do, you had to stretch your pitching out, while if you win Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then call it good, you've got your guys that can rest and recoup. So I typically slide down the board a little bit when it comes to conference tournaments. I look at those teams that are right there on the top 16 seeds, who needs to win, one or two, and then they can go home and they've still locked up that regional host spot. But anything stick out to you in the ACC right now? Obviously, Clemson had a great season, but they're 14th on the board for power ratings, and North Carolina's number four. They're 8-2 of their last 10, while Clemson's 6-4. North Carolina's really a team trending in the right direction here. Do you think they can win this tournament, or do you think that they may go with the theory that they'll let off the gas pedal, so to speak?
Well, yeah, you got the different, you got the pool A, B, C, and D here. You know, you look at A, you got UNC, Wake, and Pitt. I mean, I think that's UNC and Wake, really good two teams. You know, Pitt, I don't think they'll do that much, and I hate to say that about Pitt. The legend of Rob Garvey continues here. Then you got B, Clemson, Louisville, Miami. I'm not high on Miami at all. Louisville, I'm not. Clemson should be okay there. NC State, Duke, Virginia Tech, and C. That's a tough one there, because Duke has the potential there. I get a little concerned, their ace had an injury with everything there. NC State's playing really good baseball right now. D, UVA, Florida State, Georgia Tech. You know, you look at a team like Georgia Tech. I mean, when they win, they score a lot of runs. We've talked about it all year. So that's one that, and I think they did take a series over UVA. I think they got a win against Florida State this year. So that's a team. So no, I think overall, this is a tough one. You know, like you said, UVA's playing well, 8-2 last 10. UNC's 8-2. NC State's 7-3. You know, Georgia Tech, a team I just talked about that could maybe go on a run, they've been 4-6. So this is a tight one. I just kind of look, I mean, again, does Wake really push it here and try to get through this and win this? They got the pitching staff to do it. They got the talent to do it. But keep an eye on NC State. If a little bit of a number, what are we looking at here? NC State
8-1
here. Yeah. I mean, that's not crazy. They're playing good baseball right now.
Yeah. Coming off a big sweep against Wake Forest. I believe they really took it to them. Didn't see that coming either.
I mean, how about Florida State? I mean, looking at the odds there, Matt, Florida State's another one too. I mean, with their pitching staff, Arnold there, you get, you know, him. Do they really want to push it here? That's a pretty good number for Florida State.
Yeah, who did Florida State? They just won a series against Georgia Tech. Bounce back after losing a series to Pitt. Shocker.
Yeah.
But Noah, I know you're hanging out in the chat. I got to watch y'all's show.
Yeah, I want
to
watch
that. Shout out to the College Experience. They beat us to it. They had their conference preview show.
Yeah, I think they got – I think Noah, if he's still in, I think he has one later tonight too. Talking about lines late night. If I can stay up, no, I got to work early tomorrow. But if that's – I might try to stay up.
There's no sleep this time of year. Rolling over to Noah's backyard, the Big Ten. I need to know if Michigan plus 800 has any value there. They get shut down by Iowa.
How about Indiana? Let's get the T-shirt going again. Get the T-shirt going tomorrow, man, against Purdue. Big favorites tomorrow, too. I just saw the line on DraftKings. Pretty minus 166 on DraftKings.
Chase Burns on Friday for Wake. that'll be big. I liked Wake Forest actually in a hop All back right. over to the ACC. The whole schedule thing is confusing. I got to wrap my head around it first. But yeah, I like Wake. So basically the top seeds got the easier. Both FSU and Wake play Friday. Should be a difference maker. Yeah. Yep. Like it. All right. Now give us your Big Ten info here, Noah. We should have just had him on the show. I don't know why when Q had to bail. I think if they survive game one, they'll win game two, I think. Okay, Big Ten. Smitty, you going?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, when I really broke this down today, Maryland didn't qualify, didn't have enough Big Ten wins. I mean, pretty RPI if you look on, like, Warren Nolan had a team that they were up there a little bit, but they did not qualify. Purdue had a great chance this past weekend, but got swept at home by Illinois. Illinois didn't play Nebraska this year, and it seems like that's where everybody thinks this is going to go. It's going to be Illinois and Nebraska. They think that's the best two teams. But here, Matt, when I broke this down and I wrote it down, you know, you got a key one tomorrow. I think it's 10 a.m. I don't know if that's probably Central Time. I don't know where this is usually held at. I think in Nebraska, isn't it usually out in Nebraska for this tournament? But I could be wrong with that. But you got Indiana. I think it's usually out in Omaha. You got Indiana, Purdue. I mean, this is a team that I know I jumped on quick with Indiana. I know some people liked them. So I'm looking at Indiana, and I think they're big favorites tomorrow, too, against Purdue. And then how about Iowa? Iowa is another team that everybody liked, and they got some arms. They got some pitchers and stuff, and they play Michigan. It's in Omaha. Thanks, Noah. You know, there's just some teams there. I think a lot of people are, I think Illinois gets through Penn State, you know, game when they play. I think Penn State's the 8th seed. That's tomorrow night. I think it's 6 p.m. Nebraska gets Ohio State. Ohio State's not a bad team in that, but I would keep an eye on Indiana or Iowa here to maybe make if you want a little better ticket to try to win some money.
Yeah, I like Iowa just because the pitching depth. I'm really curious to see if they can string it together, though. That's been their problem all season long. They won one of three against Illinois when they played. It looks like maybe if Iowa wins Illinois, it would be who they face in the winner's bracket. I don't know. This Illinois team been really hot here the back half of the season. I hate to lay it with the chalk, but I feel like regular season winner, now they roll it over, win the tournament, try to improve their seeding a little bit. That wouldn't surprise me. So I may be on Illinois and then may take a little flyer on Iowa at this point. All right, hopping over to the Big 12, your outright winner, Oklahoma Sooners. Congratulations if you had a ticket on the Sooners. We did not. I think I was on Texas and TCU. Oklahoma State, a team I talked about earlier, they're trending in the right direction here. Are you going to roll with the Pokes here? I feel like plus 400 is a pretty fair price for a team that has really caught fire here lately.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And I also like Texas. I think Texas is playing really good baseball down the stretch here. They open up with Texas Tech tomorrow. But I like Texas. And I like both those teams. I think Texas, Oklahoma State's a good play. Looking at it, I mean, West Virginia is not a bad look either. Pretty good number for West Virginia. West Virginia is not a bad team if you want a little higher number in this. And I think this one could be wide open. I mean, I don't know how sold we've been all year, Matt, on Oklahoma. I know Oklahoma is playing fantastic baseball right now, but I think this is a good one to take a flyer on somebody here. I mean, I think, too, if you look at TCU, TCU is a team that started at the beginning of the year, had so much potential. And I think they do have some arms. And could they catch fire at the right time and cash you a nice ticket? Maybe. If you want to take a flyer on somebody, maybe TCU. But I like Texas overall in this.
Do you have the odds pulled up for tomorrow by chance? Nah, I'm pulling it up right now. But
which one are you looking? Off DraftKings, TCU minus 160 against West Virginia. I think that's a good dog play for West Virginia tomorrow if you like a dog play.
And what about Kansas, Kansas State? That surprises me. Kansas plus 105, Kansas State minus 135. That may be one. I want to see who they pitch, if it's Reese Dutton going or if they're going to hold him over, try to win this one without him.
See, I kind of marked down Kansas State. Kansas State cost me yesterday. They blew one against BYU really late. I had them matched up with Cal in a money line parlay, so that really hurt yesterday. Had a good day overall, though, but, I mean, that one could have been okay. I kind of was leaning Kansas State in that one tomorrow with that game.
We'll see who starts. This one is in, I believe, Arlington. So you go into a big league park, I think pitching is going to be critical. All right, let's move on. Pac-12, Oregon State, no surprise here, is plus 120. You're short a shot. I'm kind of leaning Arizona, but I've got another one that I think it's worth the flyer, and it's been a team that we've backed now several times over the last few weeks. It was a community play last weekend. It's Arizona State, 10-1. This team is, I mean, they've caught lightning in a bottle, I feel like, lately. They just won the series over Houston. I think in one game they scored over 20 runs. What's wrong with Arizona State here, 10-1, Smitty?
I love Arizona State. I've been on Arizona State. They've made me some money over the last couple of weeks. You know, Matt, when I broke this down in my notebook, this is a conference that there's a lot of good teams playing really well at the right time. You know, Oregon State 8-2, Cal's 8-2 last 10, Oregon's 8-2 last 10, Arizona's 7-3, Arizona State's 8-2. Then you get some wins in a row, man. Arizona State has 6 in a row. USC has 6 in a row. That's your team. You talked about them a lot. So there's a lot of teams in this that's playing well. This is kind of like the ACC. This is in the pool bracket here. You know, you open up tomorrow, Stanford, Arizona State. That's in B. You got Washington, Cal. That's in A. And then you got Utah, USC, which Utah is not playing well right now. Utah is in a very cold stretch. So looking at the numbers, man, DraftKings has minus 145 Arizona State. That's one I love tomorrow, man. I think Arizona State's okay. And Cal minus 150 against Washington, I think that's another one. I think Cal and Arizona State's good plays tomorrow.
And I misspoke. It wasn't Houston. It was Texas Tech. I knew it was a Big 12 school. They beat Texas Tech 21-5 and then 17-11. And then they play
UNLV.
Yeah, 114-13. Yeah. So a weekend sweep. Texas Tech, like you call it, I mean, Ryan Height said he thinks the Red Raiders have given up.
Yeah, he said they were struggling. I mean, he said to me, he goes, don't want to say it, but he goes, I think they're going to struggle a little bit. And they kind of did. And they really have given up some runs. They scored, but their pitching's really gone cold. So
As far as DK, I don't think they do. We have been able to find them on Bet Rivers, and I think FanDuel has also offered conference future odds. Barstool used to, RIP. ESPN you may check them since they're the same book. But yeah, Pac-12, this is going to be one that I'm going to dive into. And of course, we'll post all of our best bets, post those out tomorrow before the game start. But we've got SEC, last but not least, regular season winner, Tennessee/Kentucky, if you want to give them that. Tennessee plus 300 to win the tournament. Texas A&M plus 400, Arkansas plus 500, Kentucky plus 650. Looking at this, it's almost like they think Tennessee is going to try to win it. And I don't think – we've kind of talked about it here for the last few weeks. I don't know if Tony Vitello really cares to be the number one overall seed. Like, I think he's embraced it at this point. He's seen how it goes as the number one overall seed. He's also seen what it was like to be a two that fought their way to Omaha still. And at this point, I'm not going to be surprised if Tennessee wins it all. I don't think plus 300 is a sexy enough bet to ride with. So if you look down the board, I'm thinking Eric Mangione. I feel like he's going to get the Wildcats up, especially the fact that they were co-champs. I feel like Kentucky has the pitching depth. Now, it's not great, but they have enough that I feel like they can make some noise in this tournament. And being that they don't have to face Tennessee or A&M early would mean I like their chances a lot, especially if they match up against a Tennessee or A&M team that doesn't care to be there or doesn't care. They're ready to go home. What are your thoughts on that, attacking it from that way?
Oh, man, I don't know. There's a lot of – this is a tough one. What I wrote down notes in this, because there's so many teams that, you know, you and Q were talking off air with me last time about that could just be shutting it down and just going, hey, we have it already locked up and we're in good shape here. This one was tough to break down where I could see some value here. You know, I think if you look at Georgia, but Georgia plays LSU tomorrow, and LSU's opened up to a minus, I think it's 135.
Yeah.
On that tomorrow. So that was one. Then you got Ole Miss, Mississippi State. What a great matchup that is, too. You got Florida, Vandy. Both those teams really need a win. And I think a little bit of a run here, Matt, to get something going here. So, yeah, this one, man, the SEC's going to be tough. Hey, here's the great thing. I thought of you the other night because somebody just posted this. I think it was last night really late, that the weather in Hoover looks fantastic. And we were joking about delays.
Sure, it's going to rain.
You think it's still going to rain?
Probably. It always rains in Hoover.
It looks fantastic. And they said, does not look like rain at all. So I thought of you the other, I think it was last night I saw that. So I don't know, Matt, this one's hard for me. I really, you know, I think it's going to be great baseball. It's the best conference, I think, out there. This is hard. I mean, this is really, man, you know, I want to say Kentucky because I love those people in Kentucky, but I don't know. I mean, I think you guys have been talking about Mississippi State. Could they make a run? You know, I don't know. I mean, overall, do you think LSU and Florida has a really deep run in this, Matt?
I would say more so for LSU. I think Florida just struggles in the pitching department. They did get a big win, series win over Georgia, but I feel like those were two teams that rely heavily on the bat, and so they were able to capitalize offensively when they needed to. I did take the over on Saturday. I think it was 11.5 or 12.5. That thing, they had 30 runs combined, just absolute home run derby, I felt like. But that was to be expected. I mean, with Jack Caglione and Charlie Condon on the other side, yeah, their bats could get hot and they could probably upset somebody. But at the end of the day, I feel like you're really wanting a handicap around their pitching staff and who's got the depth. Now, I would say Arkansas has that depth. I don't know at what point they would throw Hagen, though. And as we saw, he just got his first loss, which was, you know, not his fault at all. He still had 14 strikeouts, but I would assume we see Brady Tigert in that game one, followed by possibly Gage Wood then. I feel like it's a brick here. Kentucky to make Omaha is a lock. I don't know, Brick. Just wait. Hopefully. See what regional they get put in, or hopefully, see who is in their regional and who they're matching.
Nice. I'm rooting for you, buddy. I really am, man. Go Kentucky, get to Omaha. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I did put a bet on Kentucky before the season started to make it to Omaha. I think that it's like 12-1 or 16-1, something like that. So I wouldn't mind it, but it's all going to be in seeding and how they who they're faced up against in the super regional and who's in their regional. Because I would be worried that if they face a team that also has a really good pitching staff, could shut them down. And who knows? We saw, you know, TCU last year come in there and just blow the brakes off Arkansas. So it wouldn't surprise me if that happens to Kentucky. Now, they are a very solid team, but it's all going to be in who winds up in that Lexington regional. Can you explain why teams may not care about the conference championship? Wouldn't that make handicapping games harder? Yes, it absolutely does. But it's also really good spots to take dogs. So the reasoning why I think some teams don't care, you look at the teams that have pretty much locked up a top eight seed, and I don't think even if they went 2-barbecue that they would fall out of that hosting picture. You may have some teams that are on the bubble of being a regional seed or a super national seed, which is the top eight. But you look at a team, let's just use Arkansas for an example. It is far more beneficial to them to save and rest their starters than to try to extend them and go into a 3 or 4 game stretch to try to win it. So when you look at teams, I would not be inclined to bet on the best team, aka the team that has the shortest shot, if they're already a top eight national seed. I feel like they're the teams that don't really care to try to win it. It's more important for them to rest their starting pitching.
Well said. You know, I think one game, you know, I think that Florida Vandy is such a just great matchup to really focus on tomorrow, because, you know, we talked about for the last couple of weeks, Cunningham, you know, at home lights out, road not good. Now he's not, you know, he's at a, you know, neutral field here. How's he going to pitch? Both these teams really need to make a run. Man, that's going to be, I know some people have already jumped on Vandy that we kind of communicate with. So we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know what Q's overall thoughts are on that game, but that's a big game tomorrow.
Right now, Kentucky's +115 to make it to Omaha. Break. If you want to hop on there again, if you are for sure, they are a lock to make it. Texas A&M -155, Arkansas and Tennessee both -143. Everybody else has that elusive plus number beside their name. So yeah, I mean, it may be a good market to hop into if you feel strongly about a team, they're getting hot at the right time. I would definitely throw some money on that market. But other conference futures, are you looking at anything else? I know you kind of talked about backstage the Sun Belt. I'm sitting here looking. The AAC, your favorite, is -150 with East Carolina. They've kind of proved outside of getting swept by Tulane that they're the best team in that conference. Anything else you're looking at down the board while I pull up some other odds?
No, I did write down in the notebook the Sun Belt a little bit, Matt. I just think because, again, you know, Coastal's a team that we were so high on at the beginning of the year. Coach is retiring, and they struggled a little bit. Now, Coastal is playing a little bit better, I think, over the last couple games here. Just going, I jotted down a lot of notes here before coming on here. So, but you know, that one's a good one because you got Southern Miss, you got James Madison, Troy. Troy was playing really good baseball. Troy struggled the last couple weeks in the last two weekend series. So, I don't know. I mean, I just think this is a unique one. Here it is. Coastal is 6-4 last 10, but they've won 4 in a row. Southern Miss, you know, 9-1 last 10. They've won 2 in a row. So I don't know. I did not look at the odds yet for that tournament, but I think if you could take a flyer on that, maybe if you could get a good number with Coastal, just with the motivation, the coach and everything, and, you know, they haven't played well. I have not looked to see. I mean, do you think they're in, Matt, overall, I think they're in a – they play tomorrow against Georgia State, I think. Yeah,
they're heavy favorites tomorrow. They're +800 to win the tournament. Louisiana Lafayette, your shortest shot at +250, followed by Southern Miss +300, then Troy +450, James Madison +700, and then Coastal and Georgia Southern both +800.
Man, I'd take a chance with Coastal. I think it's a great number on Coastal. With as much as talent they have, and if they really can put it together with their bats, the killer bees we talked about all season, and if their pitching can be there, and then the motivation for their coach to really go out on a good winning note, man, if you want a little flyer on that, I'd take Coastal Carolina.
All right, moving along. Let's see what else we've got out there. You've got every single conference listed at Bet Rivers, by the way. Shout out to them for doing that. Let's see. The Coastal Athletic Conference. This is one that I liked. Northeastern's playing a lot better. You know, they were our darling before the season started. UNC Wilmington's the short shot, plus 150. Northeastern's plus 200. I think that may be one that I end up on with Northeastern. I feel like they're getting right at the right time, and the pitching depth is there. They've just got to string it together. Let's see what else. Grand Canyon's your favorite to win the Western, minus 167. Only thing I wish was easier is you've got to click back on every single one after you look at the conference. Be nice to just be able to click on all of them and expand them all, but no. Sorry for the dead silence, everybody.
So when you're looking, I'm going to ask you this, because, you know, looking at the ones we cover tonight, and I know you're an SEC guy, so I get that, and I understand that that's one of the best, you know, maybe the best, probably is the best baseball conference out there. What's the one that you're really excited, other than that, Matt, to track, watch, follow, bet?
I think the ACC would just have to be the honorable mention there. But to go a step further, I think the Pac-12 it should be really good. And to go back to that, I think Oregon State is that short of a shot just out of principle. They are the best team in the Pac-12, but you've also got a lot of other good teams. I think Arizona State. You look a little further down other than Oregon State, and I feel like you've got good value. Now, it's probably going to end up being chalk in the tournament, but then who knows what's going to happen. So yeah. I'm excited for the Pac-12.
Yeah, that's the conference I was going to talk about. I'm really excited to keep an eye on this Pac-12. You know, tomorrow you got Stanford, Arizona State, Utah, USC, Washington, Cal. Then, you know, then you go into the next day, Oregon State, Stanford, Oregon, Utah, Arizona, Washington. And then day three, you got Arizona State, Oregon State, which, man, that could be big there. I mean, let's keep this. The Sun Devils, I mean, it's hard. It's tough when you take a team for weeks and they've won you money not to just keep doing it. And like you talked about, man, they can put up runs. The teams, some of these teams, when they get hot, man, NC State's one, Georgia Tech's another one. Arizona State's one for sure, man, that they can score. And I think keep an eye on, man, Cal's looking at a nice number there, Matt, on the board. Cal's a good baseball team.
If you don't mind laying some chalk, I think Indiana State minus 155 to win the Missouri Valley Conference. They're head and shoulders above everybody else in that conference, and they're playing really well. That would be one. I mean, you're not going to get a number that good if you bet them game by game. So, if you don't mind laying minus 155, I feel like that's one that's going to cash.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Connecticut, kind of the same spot in the Big East. They're minus 110. They should win that conference.
That would be between. And I'll be honest, I really didn't do a lot with the Big East this year. But, I mean, that would be St. John's second favorite in that?
I think so.
I would go with UConn, but yeah, St. John's could be one. Other than that, I'm not really sure. That was one conference I didn't really bet on a lot this year.
And we covered it mainly because Jeff Dawson, Fridays, you know, he's a big UConn guy. So we always had to do the UConn update. Conference USA, Dallas Baptist, no surprise there. They are only even money. You think Louisiana Tech at plus 300 could challenge them a little bit, or do you think this is DBU's? Because I kind of feel like, along with Indiana State, like just back Dallas Baptist plus even money.
I would take Dallas Baptist. Tech's a pretty good team, but Dallas Baptist is just – it's a solid team over the years that have proven that they should be there.
Well, that wraps it up for us. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We will post our best bets. There's a lot to unpack. I like that we get baseball all week, but on the flip side, it gives us hardly any time to research and give out information. So I hope that we were able to at least give out a little bit of information to get you going and then get those futures odds in. We'll post all of our future odds plays for the conference so you can check those out in the morning. And then we'll have baseball bright and early. I think 8 a.m. Eastern is when UAB Wichita State starts. So use the collegebaseballinsiders.com matchup preview. It was built for postseason baseball where it's going to be a different game every single day. You got to check those pitching rotations. You got to plug them in, get your matchup preview, and roll from there. For Q, who's probably got his head in the toilet right now, and Smitty, appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll see you later on this week, and we'll do a little more deep dive as conference tournaments get on their way and try to handicap all of the conference tournament championships. And until then, we'll see you.